Now, it is worth noting that the Duras defense is nothing new. In 2007, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff issued a statement that material support provided under Duras would not apply to individuals under Tier 1, Tier 2, and Tier 3 groups. Secretary Chertoff provided a list of factors to be considered under the totality of the circumstances, and that is the standard that was intended to be used. Now, the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2008 added Section 212D3B little I, which provides authority to the Department of Homeland Security to exempt the terrorist-related bar to persons who provided material support under duress. So the Consolidated Appropriations Act, which a year after Chertoff had issued his memorandum, comes up with the issue of duress. So it's an issue that was considered in the Appropriations Act. Now, persons who provided the material support under duress or those that engage in terrorist activities without knowledge or voluntarily, or were members and representatives of Tier 3 groups, which is different from what Chertoff had indicated, that the duress defense would not be cannot be raised in any of the tiers for designation of terrorist organizations. Under the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2008, it excluded the Tier 3 groups. Now, the United States Supreme Court, backing up a little bit, had remanded Nugesi back in 2009 to the Board of Immigration Appeals to address the issue of duress. So when it comes back to the board, eventually comes up with Nugesi, almost 9 years after that? And now the Attorney General has put a hold on it until he addresses it further. The Attorney General's certification to himself could mean, again, like I have stated, that he does not agree that there is a duress bar, and or put some kind of definition on it. Now, there are, again, exceptions to the terroristic bar for persecution. Section 212A3B III exempts a spouse or child who did not know or should not reasonably have known of the activity by the principal, or if there are reasonable grounds to believe that the spouse or child had renounced the activities caused by the principal that was found inadmissible under Section 212A3B. Now, the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2008 added that particular Section 212D3B, which provides the authority to the DHS to exempt from terrorism-related bar persons who provided material representations under duress. So, even the Act does provide some sort of exemption, provided that, and it indicates that provided that the support was under duress and it was done without knowledge and it was not voluntary, and the members were members of the Group 3 category, Tier 3. Now, there's a procedure for the exemption under 212D3B. In 2008, the Attorney General announced, not the Attorney General, the Department of Homeland Security announced that it would consider the persecutor bar exemption, but only after the alien had a final order of removal. The implementation currently covers detained cases with an administratively final order of removal and non-detained cases with administratively final orders of removal that were issued on or after September the 8th of 2008. For individuals who are not in ICE custody and for whom their final administrative order of removal were issued after September the 8th, 2008, the ICE Office of the Chief Counsel handling the cases will forward them to USCIS for an exemption consideration if relief or protection was denied solely on the grounds of inadmissibility dealing with terrorist activities.